We are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. भगवान वाचन बहुमान काम अहम सर्वाणी सत्तम देखना कृष्ण उसे डिफरेंस a living entity and the Supreme Personality of God. It is very distinct here that both you and me and many other appearances and disappearances birth and death, that is ordinary world. Actually, the world is appearance and disappearance. Just like the sun. The sun sets and sun rises. This is our self-being. The sun is there, always, 24 hours. But to our limited understanding, because we cannot see now just the sun taking time after setting up the sun, the people on this part of the world, they will not see. That does not mean the sun is not there. Sun is there. But this part of the world cannot see. And that is the sunset. Similarly, see, this is possible for a material object. Sun is nothing but a material object. Lump of material matter. Very powerful, predominantly fiery, that's all. But everything in the material world is made of five elements, ether, air, and fire, water, and earth. So, in somewhere the earth is predominant, somewhere the air is predominant, somewhere the fire is predominant. So there are innumerable planets, and sun is one of them. So this is also material object. If it is possible for the material object to disappear and appear within our limited senses, then what to speak of God and His devotees? So God does not change, but because He is not visible to our imperfect senses, therefore God has no existence. This is true. God is existence, but one has not eye to see, what is his eye? It's like a small child. If I say to the small child, so sun is there in the sky, and the child will say, show me where is the sun. And if somebody says, yes, come on, I shall show you the sun, come on the roof, and got a soft light. And it is not possible to show the sun at night, although the child is insisting. Similarly, the so-called scientists who are claiming that there is no God, they're just like the child. You have to understand that like a man who advances his knowledge, he knows the sun is there, although I cannot see at night. But sun is there, it's coming in. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they can see God in every moment. Remarkable spirit of bhakti vinodha nina, santa tadaiva vinayeti vyopayanti. And what is that? Fancy knowledge. That is very simple. Praying. If you have love of God, then you are qualified to see God every moment. Eman Manasrita Bhakti Vilochane. When one's eyes are mirrored to the ointment of love of God, by that clear eyes, that are sometimes we use, ointment, the eyes, to see very clearly. Similarly, these eyes, these material eyes, are incompetent to see God. These ears, incompetent to hear the holy name of God. This tongue is incompetent to serve the holy name of God. Similarly, all the senses, that in material. So constitutionally, they cannot see God, they cannot hear of God, they cannot chant the holy name of God. But it is possible to Shastra gives the indication. Devan Mukhehi Jinharu. Sri Sanskrit attitude. Then, living from your tongue, Jivan is tongue. Jivaro, beginning is tongue. God in elevation begins with your tongue and ear. He chants Hare Krishna and hear the transcendental name, and gradually he shall realize. Just like an experienced man knows that there is sun in the sky, although it is easy. Similarly, the actual word here is stated, Bahuni ne bhajitani janmani sabhatani. So, God are living entities. They are appearing and disappearing. Just try to understand the same example, sun. Sun is always existing, but it is appearing and disappearing. Similarly, we also appear and disappear. Actually, in the incarnate, both God and the living entity are qualitatively one. Become Krishnananda Vidra. That means Vitani. Chit means full of knowledge. Ananda means full of joy. These are the qualifications of God and living. Therefore we are hankering after pleasure. All people are watching on day and night for pleasure. Because by the constitution, he is beautiful, joyful. As soon as there is little children to the process of his joyfulness, he becomes sorry. This is my nature. Kasidananda Vina. But God and the living entity both being Kasidananda Vina. Vigraha means form, individual. So, God has formed, and you have got also formed, I have got also formed, everyone has got formed, Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, he is the supreme, individual, personality, and we are subordinate, personal. That is the difference. And our missing quality, God, you and me have all the same. That's what Krishna says. So far, appearance and disappearance is concerned, Arjuna and Krishna are the same level. Bahunne bhajitani janmani. My dear Krishna and my dear Arjuna, I have many, many appearance and disappearance in the past. Similarly, you have also many appearances and disappearances in the past. But the difference is, Kaan-hamabhi-law, my appearances and disappearances, I remember, everything, past, present, future, everything. Not some of the suffering, but you do not. Now, we cannot remember what was, or what I was in my past life. Neither I know what I am going to be in the next life. But there is. I was in the past, I am in the present, and I shall be there in the future. That is my point. But in the second chapter, it is said by the song, my dear Arjuna, both you and me and all the kings and soldiers who are assembled here do not think that they did not exist in the past or they cease to exist in the future. They existed in the past as individuals. And they exist in the present as individuals. And they will exist in the future also as individuals. It is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter. The difference between God and three entities is that God knows past, present, future, and all of you do not know past, present, and future. That is it. There is no past, present, future. This is due to this body. Just like a small ant, each calculation of past, present, and future. And my calculation of past and future difference. Because he has got a different body, I have got a different body, the atom has got a different body. So it is according to the body, past, present and future. But there is a life where there is no existence of the material body of past, present and future. Therefore, in the eternal world means there is no past, present, and future. Because there is not this material body. This is the difference between past, present, and future. Therefore, it is called Mitra. Mitra means Siddha. And there is no influence of this time. Yet, the influence of time, therefore, we experience past, present, and future. Now, from this verse, Krishna says that Tani Ahama Veda, Sarvani, that means for me, there is no past and present and future. That means his body is different from others. Because he knows one and for day, because that body is different. And Krishna does not forget that one who has no material body. It is that way policy. Because past, present and future is due to this material body. Otherwise, there is no body. That's why for his son. These are all kinds of truth. You know, when from Russia the first Sputnik was started, in 1 hour, they circumvented 25 times the whole world. In 1 hour and 25 minutes. Now, the circumventing the whole world means so many 25 day and night. That 25 day and night was finished in 1 hour. And he, scientific school professor Einstein, has established that in the higher planetary system, the time system is different. So, when there is no this material impediment, naturally the life is eternal, the knowledge is eternal, the being is eternal. As soon as we are free from this material body, then these portions of past, present, future, greater, not greater, knowledge, no knowledge, this duality, this world of duality exists. Impersonally, the mind of the philosopher, they think that because the past, present and future and these dualities finish, therefore there is no value vision. We cannot understand, we cannot accommodate in the seeming breath that this is past, just like Krishna. Krishna now discovers that he has the body, material body. It will be confirmed in the sense-action also. Avajānanti māna mūrhā māna sūrītanvāsa. Rastal, mūrhā means rastal. Most ignorant is called mūrhā or an ass. So, this word is used, mūrhā. Mūrhā means rastal. Rastal is depraved upon me, Krishna. Because I am here just like an ordinary man, Manasam Sanuman. Because I appear here as an ordinary man, as Krishna, Arjuna's friend, all the sons of devotees and Vasudevas, all the descendants in the Jadu dynasty, so many things, we are abandoned. They decline, neglect. One, param bhava vajaranta. They do not know the real constitutional position of me. Param bhava. Param bhava means the supreme truth about me. That supreme truth is what says the same here. That kāni hanveva sarma. I know past, present and future, but you do not. This is Paramahansa. This is the difference between Krishna and Arjuna. They are on the same level, on the same side. They are friends, not only on that particular moment of fighting that you see, but they are friends from the beginning. Just like friend and friend, they sit together, they eat together, they lie together, they talk together, they fall together, this is friendly. So, Krishna and Arjuna was in friendly terms, and almost of equal shape, very intimate friends, as it has been explained in the previous verse. Bhaktosi, Tathati, you are my friend, and you are. So, in spite of their being together, there is difference. Now, here the difference is so. Karani, aham deva sarvani, other beings being together, the difference is here, because constitutional police. I'll give you another very small example. Just like a king, he is sitting on the throne, and there is a bug. The bug and the king, they are on the same throne. But the bug and the king, they must be different. The sitting on the same throne does not mean that they have become equal. Why? Due to the constitutional position. The bug's constitutional position is to buy the throne. And the king's position is to rule. Although they are on the same level, the difference is great, gulf of difference. Similarly, God and the living entity, they sit down together, they talk together, they lie together, eat together, but that difference is. That's why, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Riddhati, Arjuna, Tishati, Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is situated in everyone's heart. That means, Krishna or God is situated in your heart, in my heart, in cat's heart, in dog's heart, in everyone's, in hell's heart, there is heart, everyone. And there is Krishna. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां निर्देश है ना, निर्देश नहीं क्यों यहाँ है तो सर्वभूतानां निर्देश है तो दैट मीन्स बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम स्मॉल माइक्रो अप टू दी ब्रह्मा ऑल दी लिविंग एंटिटीज आर लाइक हाफ. Sometimes we find a small piece of light feet and moving on the page of the on the leaf of the book. You cannot see it, but it is moving. That small piece also has life power. But these are the scientists to find out how it is moving, how it has got legs, how it has got hands, how it has got hands. That is anatomy, internal anatomy, or physiological science. Because there is sitting, can you find out the heart and that small particular animal? That one. But there is. But there is. I don't know how. Krishna says, Sarva Bhutana, all living. So, our so-called scientific advancements, all of it will end indefinitely imperfect because it is not possible to understand the whole thing as it is. But we can understand from Bhagavad Gita that there is half. Now, if you go to the laboratory to find out where is the heart of this small creature, you have no capacity, neither you have an instrument. No. Therefore, your knowledge will always be imperfect. Because this process of acquiring knowledge is always imperfect. But this knowledge, as you hear from Bhagavad Gita, that there is heart in every living entity. This is what. Therefore, there are two kinds of processes to receive knowledge. The basic process, say, avaroho pankha dhikanyinkam. And the material process is avaroho pankha dhikanyinkam. This is avaroho pankha. Find out. Well, then, what is this, the analysis, this attempt to solve. This is called Kāra-bhūpaṁ. Trying to ascertain by means of one's material knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. You cannot have perfect knowledge. What is spiritual knowledge? It is material knowledge. Now, there are so many attempts to go to the moon planet, that time to go there. There are so many ascending processes, okay, the returns and so on. It's simple. You do not know what is this planet. But you read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and we understand easily what is this moon planet. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Nakshatranamaham Sashi. Sashi means the moon planet. You need here to understand that this moon planet is one of the stars. That's why in the constitutional position of other stars, you understand the moon is like that. And there are casting after so that in the moon planet there is life or not, there is living condition and not. But you open Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find the description of the moon planet, how they are living, what is the constitution of the living creatures there. The Somaras, you have heard this word, the Somaras is different in the moon planet. Everything is there. And who can go there? And how can one can go there? So this is perfect now. To hear from the authority. Otherwise, so even from material things, we have to hear from authority. just like the sun planet or sun planet or any planet, you can understand. The Brahma Loka, the Brahma Loka, that is also described in the Bhagavad. Brahma Loka means the topmost planet is in this universe. We find in the Bhagavad Gita that Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Arahata Brahmanoguru. Brahmanoguru. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka and Sunaravasina Jana. Madhyanandivartam, Madhyanandivartam, Sadhyam, Paramam. These things are there. You can understand. Simply by here. The whole process is here. So don't require any education. Don't require any scientific qualification, things of that. Simply you kindly come here and hear this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, you become completely learned and completely self-realized. Simply, Tane Sita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this one. We are trying to open so many branches just to give facility to the poor people who do not know what is the end of life, what is the objective of human life, how one can become perfect. These knowledge, these informations are there. We are trying to deceive. It is not that way. Your time. There are so many things that it is not possible to understand by the modern process of scientific experiments of that. It is not possible. And what to speak of about God? You cannot know even material objects by your so-called scientific study and design. It will be, you can know little more, that's all. Not something. So, Vedanta Sutra advances, therefore, Asintakhalide Bhava Namastakena Vidare. These things are beyond your imagination, beyond your reach, beyond your thought, beyond your words, beyond your sense perception. How you can understand them by your experimental so-called scientific Asintakhalide. Asinta means incomprehensible. Now you cannot conceive these material things. Just like the Bhagavad Gita says that sahasra jiva paryantam arahat brahmanot vidhu. Brahmanot means of Brahma and the living creatures there in the Brahman Loka. They have topmost planet. So, in that planet, the people are the living entities who are living there. Their duration of life is like this. What is that? Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Now, Yuga means this four Yuga. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. So, these four yugas. Satya Yuga means 18 lakhs of years. It means 1800,000 of years. And Treta Yuga means 1200,000 of years. And Dwapara Yuga means 800,000 of years. And Kali Yuga means 400,000 of years. This is a lakh calculation. 18, then 12, then 8 plus 4. How many years? 18 plus 12, because it's 30. And 30 plus 8, 38 and 4. That means 4,300,000 of years the next one Jugo. This was the one. So, just one hour. Yugapajyantam. That means, 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000 arhat, God. With that calculation is one day of that of the inhabitants of the Brahma. So we cannot tell it. Okay, so how long years? Just that 100 years to me. That is the 12 hours. Similarly 12 hours night. Similarly 30 days, 1 month. Similarly 12 months equal to 1 year. Just 100 years to me. So we cannot imagine even in the material world, how long anything can be in this material world. So these are Atinta. Atinta means beyond our consciousness. And what to speak of the spiritual world. We cannot calculate anything of the material world perfectly. Therefore, the best thing is, our process, this process, is to receive knowledge by the attending. Krishna has come from his kingdom, kingdom of God, the Krishna Loka, and it will explain in the next verses, Vidagadahi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bhārata, Pambhutthāna Dharmasya, Vidātmānam Sujāmaham, Sītam, and he sends his own, the confidential son of Sangai, so he was incarnation of the spiritual world, of God, of everything, both material and spiritual. This knowledge is perfect one. You have to be free from the author. In the material world, now some students, they come here to learn scientific knowledge because it is understood Western countries that have advanced scientific knowledge. So, why is it that? See, because they think that Western scientists are authority. The process is there to receive knowledge from authority. Similarly, some senior students, they go to India, they try to touch out some sensitive person to receive knowledge about the spiritual world. Actually, it is a fact that if you want to know about spiritual knowledge, then you have to know it from India. That is recommended by one Chinese gentleman. His book is recommended as a study book in the New York University. He has clearly written that if you have to understand the kinds of religion, then you have to go to Krishna is imparting knowledge to Arjuna. Now, the condition of the living entity, both himself and the ordinary being. So God and living entity, individual being, God is also living. He is also living entity. It's not like that. Just like in your country, some of them, they are taking advantage that God is dead. Is it not? Somebody says God is dead. So God cannot be dead. If I am not dead, if I am eternal, how God can be dead? He is also eternal. So this is Jesus, very nicely explained. Tanyaham Vira, Krishna says, that I know my past, present and future, and you do not know your past, present and future. That is difficult. And because I know my past, present and future, therefore I can say that so many millions and billions of years ago, I spoke the truth of Bhagavad Gita to the Son God, who was Son. But as you remember, that because Krishna says that billions and billions of years ago, I told this truth to Son God, Krishna, just to clear Krishna's position, he is putting this question that Krishna both you and me were born some years ago. How I can believe that to go this route to Chandrak. In answer to that question, Krishna says that Bahumi, Vatikani, Dharmani, Sabhutasna, both of them had many, many births or appearances and disappearances in the past. And I remember all those things as it is, without me. It's a, but you do not know. People you are, people who say, Bhuda, you have had terrible suffering, this is the name, Bhuni Rupani, who is just about Asmani Sadhana, Sura Rupan Karina, son, Prakutubhishavan, Sri Bhavina, Aha, Bhagavan. Now, we should not consider that because the difference between God and the living entity, that our different appearance and disappearance is different. Just like in this life, I may be a Indian, an Indian. You may be an American. But in this life, we do not know what body we are going to get next life. Because in the material existence, the body and the soul is different. But in physical existence, just like Krishna, Krishna's body and Krishna's consciousness, because it's completely physical. Our body in the present time, when we are free from this material condition, we also get, that is explained in Bhagavad, Madhava Hoja. Madhava exactly like my body. When one is liberated from material condition, then she also gets exactly the same Satchidananda vidya. And in Bhagavad, we find that when Ajani was slain by the Vishnu Durga, when they came from Vaikuntha, they were exactly like Vishnu. They had four hands, the same features, same color, and same ornament, and same dress. So those who are promoted to Vaikuntha, they get four hands like Nara. But in Krishna Loka, Krishna is two handed. So even in this material world, there is one personality, Brahma, he has got four hands. So we can do also. The same body, the same feature, the same appearance, Parakko Sarsi, Shamiko Sarakko, there are different kinds of liberation, or Sarvitra, the same, that Krishna has no similar body. He is giving the example, just like a diamond, or a valuable stone. It will find a different color. Sometimes it will find red, sometimes it will find green, sometimes it will find some other color. The same soul, clearly, Krishna has appeared, that is, explaining the father. He appears in different colors. Sometimes in grassy color, sometimes in lady color. These are explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, Krishna appears in the lower form, large people. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna. Shama Panga Sapavatam. Yudhani Sankhi Sani Prahi. Yudhani Hi Sumedha. This is explained how it is very many other opposite statements about Lord Chaitanya. Regarding Krishna Himself. Idanim Krishna Dhan. Sitra Rakshat Tathapita Idanim Krishna Dhan. When Krishna appears, Vanamkaram, when Bhagavani was assassinated in his name, he said that this guy, he has other forms. Sitra Rakshat Tathapita. Sita means here. That means some other things you. He appeared as Lord Chaitanya. dying to survive. Therefore, he should be named Krishna. 18 verses. So, Krishna's appearance does not mean that he has become different. A nice example is said here by Balaji Vikrama. Just like you have a stone, you take your hand, in your hand, you find sometimes yellow, sometimes red, sometimes white, black. For Saba Kirti, Mat Tapasya, Savanti Janwani, Savati Apu, and because you are my son and friend, so whenever I appear, you also appear. Just like those are personal assistants. Whenever the chief boss goes, he is personal assistant for me. Very pleasant. Similarly, when Krishna comes, just like when a king goes somewhere, it does not mean he is going alone. He goes with all the paraphernalia, secretary, minister, and commander in chief, and so many others. Similarly, whenever Krishna comes, he does not come. Just like when Srimad Bhagavatam has to be said, Aham Eva Asam Adve. I was in the beginning. The impersonality is that way that I was personal. But that is not the Narayana, as soon as Narayana was, means Narayana was there, Narayana is there, always, with his all paraphernalia. And that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhamna Kena Nirattva Kuvatam, Sada, परम सत्तम जीवन धामना सेना निरक्षा सुखम विशीला बार ही फ्री फ्रॉम इल्स दिस वर्ल्ड दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ही फुल ऑफ इल्स पर धामना सेना निरक्षा सुखम सदा सेना अर्थात सेना के प्रिंसिपल एवरीथिंग इज जस्ट लाइक फन ऑफ एनीथिंग. So, Krishna says, because you are my constant companion, therefore, along with me, you are. As you also, you forget. That is the difference. Is there any question? There is a goal, Gaurudana Deva Vidita. So, somebody says that Arjuna appears as Ramanandara. There is a statement, who can be who? Yes, you can find out in the book. It is known as Gaurudana Deva Vidita. Gaurudana, the associate of Lord Chaitanya, and who was there or lived in the past. That is mentioned. Time has no influence over Krishna.
The time is the future of Krishna, the state of Krishna.
Everything is future of Krishna. The time is matter, it is future of Krishna.
The true time is the time of Krishna.
time, three-tenths is not there. Time is back. But here, the three-tenths of time is absent. The place, this thing is real, but by the influence of time, it will gradually become old. Therefore, there is no influence of time. Every potential, a person is there, but there actually has his hand here in the place of God. There not. No. That is the difference between spiritual world and material world. Basically, God, very recognized as that, has pulled out any energy. That is the difference. As a necessity of the time, sometimes he appears as Sri Bhagavan, sometimes he appears as general extension, but Sri Bhagavan or general extension, there is no difference. It's like in the present day, Krishna has appeared as holy name. So, this is not considered that holy name of Krishna is less important than the holy name of Krishna is as powerful as Krishna. Nam-nam-kāri-bhūrāna-dhu-sattva-sakti, satyātika. All the potencies of Krishna is there. As soon as we are able to chant pure name means offensive. We have discussed several times that there are three kinds of offenses in the matter of chanting the full name. And if we be careful, that are those four same kinds of offenses, then God can appreciate the purity of Krishna's name. Krishna's name is all pure. Nitya Mukta Sudhya Abhinavyam. Not our appreciate. Krishna is everywhere. Here, for example, or anywhere, Krishna is there. But we have no appreciation. Similarly, Krishna is very kind to appear in this age as holy name so that we can very easily approach this. Simply very strong. But we have personally misgivings. Otherwise, so many people there are, they inquire, oh, what is God? And if you say, here is God, don't believe. It is God appreciation. But God is there, yes, Krishna. So one has to prepare the receptive process. Otherwise, God is good. Tattara-kuna-nirmala and nāri-dāsi-dāsi-nam Tattara-kuna-nirmala Tattara-kuna-nirmala. Now I want to keep his love, but I want to keep my identity as member of this family, or member of this nation, or father of this family, or husband of this wife. So I keep myself in this material condition. And I want to see God. That is happening. So we have to hope first of all become clear of all designations. सर्वकाधिमुक्तम तत्पर चीर्ण निर्मण कृषि के नीवन कृष्ण इज दैट इज पदंत इज दैट एवरीथिंग इज दैट ऑलवेज अवेलेबल इजीली अवेलेबल प्रोवाइडेड वी हैव प्रिपेयर टू रिसीव. कृष्ण इज अंडर दी दैट इज नहीं नाम रूपे सभी काले कृष्ण होता कृष्ण है जीवन पर इज नहीं. That's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached the example that he can live on. But the prophecy that even if you are in an end, even if you do not have the power of association, because Krishna is all potential, simply by chanting in any condition of life, he becomes it. But the more you have got, the power of appreciation to know you as but individual entity, in whatever condition you may be, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, then you meditate being seated without knowing. भगवान का डिफरेंट इंकार्नेशन डिफरेंट स्टेजेस भाग एंड समराइज भाग का अंश कला अंश मीनरी पार्शल एक्सपेंस कला एक्सपेंस नॉट दी एक्सपेंस देर आर मेनी एक्सपेंशन डायरेक्टली फ्रॉम कृष्णा एंड देर आर मेनी एक्सपेंशन एक्सपेंशन फ्रॉम दी एक्सपेंस सो डायरेक्ट एक्सपेंशन फॉर फंक्शन एंड एक्सपेंशन ऑफ दी एक्सपेंशन इज फॉर कला इट्स लाइक महाविष्णु महाविष्णु is extension of the expense. That is extension is followed. Next expansion is compulsion. Next expansion is Chaturmukha. And this way, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he is extension of the expense. But the spiritual is set to the Kali of Avalan, you know? Jeevan to go on the Gaj, the Gandana. Of course, originally and I spend the routines of service. Sarvam Halilam Brahma. But even there are sometimes very easy difference between Narasvagati and Vaishnavagati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Asinta Vidana, we are always simultaneously one and divine. Always, you should remember. We are, because we are expansion of Krishna, and we are expansion of Radha also, because Radha is also expansion of Krishna. But it's still different. Let me say it. One and different, silent only. Asinta Vidal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy, inconsiderable, simultaneously, one and different. Energy. This is a claim that we can capture from the Bhagavad Gita. The energy and the energetic is the same. Asti Satsimataru of Vida. Just like the sun and the sunshine. They are the same. There is no difference. But the molecules of the sun can also. That is not because of the sun. These two people are the same. Asintaku. Asintaku Vida. Therefore, Vida is two concepts. They are suddenly simultaneously Vanu, Krishna, Radha, and everything can be. Yes. Not creative, expanded. It's expanded. Creative means when it comes to the historical point. But not that, expanded. You can say natural body, expanded. Ekam Bhavishyam, he expanded himself in so many. Not creative. Expand means, the things are there, now we expand. Just like the sun and sunshine. Sunshine is not created. Wherever there is sun, there is sunshine. But if you get sunshine in the morning, if you say, and now the sunshine is created, that is a mistake. So we are responsible. The sun and the sunshine are all over there. This is the question of appearance and everything is expansion of this. Without any exception. Some of them are expansion of material energy, some of them are expansion of spiritual energy, some of them are expansion of marginal energy. So everything is expansion of Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. So, because everything is expansion of Krishna, there is nothing but Krishna. But it is practical. This is the whole basic principle of philosophy. Simultaneously, one and two.
Thank you.
Sometimes on his head, sometimes he's covered by clouds, and the cloud is clear, and the guy is touching sunset. He may be real always, but he's unpotent. Now, the Maya cloud has covered me. I sense Maya is over, because that's the kind of touching system. There are only touching system. That is, sometimes covered by the cloud, it does not mean that there is no sunshine. It has become dim. Similarly, within the spirit, individual spirit soul, we are bright. But due to the contact of Maya, we are now not free, not free to exist our real life, spiritual life. The whole process is how to get free from the crisis of mind. When things like a spiritual life, to get free. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sarasya Srimata. Alright.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh.
Krishna, because he is trying to ride the air. And the poor are in the air. Ramakaya to the Hila Thapu the air. He is the whole Sri Krishna Kedam, the Prahutan, who has been to the Radha Swatan, who has been to the air. The Sri Radha Krishna Gopakana Sam, the Radha Krishna Gopakana Sam, the Radha Krishna Gopakana Sam, All glory to the Lord.